In the Class 2 state semifinals, the Liberty Eagles saw their season come to an end as they lost to Blair Oaks on Saturday 42-0. On Friday, the Salem Greyhounds won their 22nd straight game as they beat Osceola 32-6. In the state quarterfinals for Class 3A, the defending state champion Greyhounds advanced to the state semifinals on Friday. They'll travel to Mansfield. It'll be a battle of the state's top two ranked teams. Salem is 13-0, ranked number one. Mansfield is 12-0 and ranked number two. Arkansas has hired Ryan Silverfeld away from Memphis as the Razorbacks' new coach. The Razorbacks announced Silverfeld as their 35th head coach, with athletic director Hunter Juracek saying that Silverfeld's ability to win games over a sustained period separated him from a pack as the right choice. Silverfeld is 50-25 in six seasons at Memphis, and he was at his best, going 10-3 in 2023 and 11-2 in 2024. The Tigers were ranked as high as number 22 this season before finishing 8-4. They also went 4-0 in bowl games, not counting the Cotton Bowl in December of 2019 that Silverfeld coached after Mike Norville left for Florida State. Ahmad Hardy ran for 149 yards and a touchdown, while Jamal Roberts ran for another 100 yards and a score to lead Missouri to a 31-17 win over Arkansas on Saturday. Quarterback Trey Kukic had three touchdown runs. Andrew Burnett added two more, and a pair combined for 304 yards rushing to lead Louisiana Tech to a 42-30 victory over Missouri State on Saturday. And resilient all season, the Arkansas State football team rallied from a six-point deficit late in the fourth quarter and clinched bowl eligibility for their third consecutive season with a 70-29 win over Appalachian State Saturday at the Kid Brewer Stadium. Led by 24 points from Kobe Williams and 20 from Keith Palak, Missouri State rolled past visiting Northwestern Oklahoma State on Sunday 92-71 to wrap up a three-game homestand. Sports betting is legal and officially live in Missouri. Residents and visitors 21 years of age can place wagers online via mobile apps or in person at licensed casinos and professional sports venues. Sports betting becomes legal today. Eligibility, you must be 21 years of age and physically present within Missouri state lines to place a bet. Residency is not required. The activity is overseen by the Missouri Gaming Commission. You can bet on professional sports, NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, etc., and college sports teams' outcomes. And there is a 10% tax on sports betting revenue that goes towards elementary, secondary, and higher education in the state, with at least $5 million annually dedicated to problem gambling services. High school basketball on Saturday in the Current River Challenge. East Carter defeated Alton 64-55. Caden Willard led the Comets with 26 points in the loss. Bakersfield beat Kennett 57-49. Pocahontas lost to South Pemiscot 86-53. And Summersville lost to Greenville 74-41. Now today, lots of basketball on the schedule, weather permitting. The West Plains Lady Zizzers play Springfield Central at 4 o'clock in the Marshfield Tournament. You can hear that game on the Train 100.9. In the Van Buren Lady Dog Classic today, Willow Springs plays Puxico. Koshkonong girls will play Twin Rivers. Van Buren girls play Greenville. Other games, Koshkonong boys are at home with Houston today. Couch boys at Kabul. Calico Rock boys and girls host Timbo. Viola boys and girls at Norfolk. Highland boys at Truman. And Maynard girls at Hoxie. Looking around the NFL on Sunday, Miami beat New Orleans 21-17. It was Houston over Indianapolis 20-16. The New York Jets beat Atlanta 27-24. San Francisco beat Cleveland 26-8. Carolina with a big win over the LA Rams 31-28. Jacksonville beat Tennessee 25-3. Tampa Bay beat Arizona 20-17. It was Seattle with a shutout of Minnesota 26-0. Buffalo beat Pittsburgh 26-7. The LA Chargers defeated the Las Vegas Raiders 31-14, and it was Denver in a close one over Washington 27-26. Tonight, the New York Giants are in New England to take on the Patriots. In the NHL tonight, the St. Louis Blues at home with Anaheim. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.